And this Friday, the 13th, fans of horror films and hobbits, science fiction and fantasy, are descending on the San Diego Convention Center. They're gathering for the annual explosion of pop culture fandom that is Comic-Con. One of the biggest phenomenons in pop culture at the moment is there, and it's not a Man of Steel or a boy slinging webs. As NPR's Nina Gregory reports, it's a 40-something woman who writes steamy romance.
Snow Queen's Ice Dragon, that's not her real name, began her lucrative literary career posting stories on fanfiction.net, a site where amateur writers share original stories starring characters from existing properties. Think Harry Potter, Buffy, Doctor Who. Her story, called Master of the Universe, was inspired by the young adult vampire series Twilight.
I just thought it was a passionate love story. I found it erotic. I found it... Well, is that really?
It didn't take long for her work to ignite passion. Readers posted tens of thousands of reviews. Anytime she posted on another fanfiction site, twilighted.net, the traffic would crash the site. Eventually, a small publisher appeared, then a bigger one, and a new pen name.
My name's E.L. James. I'm in my 40s, and I do lots of laundry and write books.
Those books are the 50 Shades of Grey trilogy, and they evolve from Twilight fanfiction into pretty hardcore erotica. The books have been in print for just 4 months, and that time they've sold 20 million copies. The Dragon Tattoo trilogy took 4 years to reach those numbers. 50 Shades occupies 4 spots on the New York Times bestseller list. That's each of the books plus the box set. It was the first title to sell a million copies on the Kindle, but this success was nothing E.L. James ever sought or imagined.
Everywhere. It is everywhere, yes. That's a shock to me.
Perhaps it's such a shock because the books come from fan fiction. 2 years ago, James was here at Comic-Con on a panel of fan fiction writers, long before these books ever existed. She knows the fan fiction community is passionate about many things, including its gift economy.
It's free. It's fun and it's free.
That's Suzanne Scott, a media scholar at Occidental College who studies fan culture.
Part of the reason that these texts circulate for free is because they build community. And so I think there's an anxiety that fandom is going to be transformed into a place where people go to go pro.
Francesca Coppa teaches English and film studies at Muhlenberg College and also studies the genre. She explains the draw for writers to remain amateur.
Nobody says, wow, you play the piano great. Why don't you become a professional pianist? Oh, you garden really well. And so you have, you know, a world where very talented people may do things because they enjoy them and they're actually quite good at them. But they're really not interested in taking this into a commercial professional arena.
While James did wrestle with whether to go pro, she doesn't appear to have any regrets.
There are two things about all this whole experience that I have found incredibly rewarding. The one that it brings women together to discuss it, to have fun, to debate it. The other thing is that people who haven't read books for years are reading it, which is why the sales figures are so high, I think. It's because people who don't normally buy books are buying these books.
And that was apparent here at Comic-Con amongst fans lining up to get their book signed.
Hello, how are you doing?
I'm good, and you?
I'm good, thank you. What's your name?
For writing the books, Amy.
Amy, A-M-I.
Yeah. I'm not a big reader, but all of a sudden I read 3 of these.
Fantastic. Yeah, oh, that's amazing.
Though plans for a movie are in the works, James says the trilogy is done. For fans who have been clamoring for the story told from the man's point of view, perhaps they'll just have to pick up a pen and write their own fan fiction. Nina Gregory, NPR News, San Diego.